International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 4. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. Acts 10:34-35. Peter said, "In truth I perceive that God is not a respecter of persons, but in every nation he who fears him and works righteousness is acceptable to him." 17:31. Because he has set a day in which he is to judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has designated, having furnished proof to all by raising him from the dead. In Acts 10:34-36, first, Peter said that God is not a respecter of persons. Then he went on to say that in every nation those who fear God and work righteousness are acceptable to him. Those who fear God and work righteousness in every nation are still a part of fallen mankind. God accepts them in view of the redemption of Christ. Outside of Christ, no fallen man is justified by his works. In Acts 10:36, Peter declared that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. This all refers to men, not only Jews but also Gentiles. Peter's word here indicates that he now realized that God had made Christ the Lord of both the Jews and the Gentiles. Today's reading. Christ is a man to judge the world, designated by God in righteousness, and proved by God's raising him from the dead. In Acts 17:30-31, Paul went on to say, "Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God now charges all men everywhere to repent, because he has set a day in which he is to judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has designated, having furnished proof to all by raising him from the dead." The day set by God for the judgment of the world will be the day when Christ will judge living men, that is, the nations on the earth at his coming back, on the throne of his glory before the millennium. According to Acts 10:42, Christ has been designated by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. He will be the judge of the dead after the millennium at the great white throne. 2 Timothy 4:1 and 1 Peter 4:5 also say that Christ will judge both the living and the dead. The day in Acts 17:31 refers particularly to the day when Christ will judge the living, because on this day he will judge the world, which should refer only to living men. This day of Christ's judgment on earth will be brought in by his coming back. He has been designated by God to execute this judgment, and God's raising him from the dead is strong proof of this. The Greek word rendered proof in 17 may 31st also be translated faith, assurance, guarantee. The resurrection of Christ is proof and assurance that he is coming back to judge all the inhabitants of the earth. This is guaranteed so that we may have faith in it and that it may lead us to repent. Paul's word regarding Christ as the man designated by God and regarding his resurrection indicates that Paul was fully constituted of this one and of his resurrection. Paul was led, guided, and directed absolutely by the Spirit of Jesus. Because he was constituted of the Spirit of Jesus, his goal, no matter what the subject in speaking, was to preach Christ and his resurrection. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved, you and your household." Here Christ is revealed as the Lord Jesus. As such, he is the object of the believer's faith for the salvation of the believer and his household. To believe in the gospel is mainly to believe in Jesus Christ. Furthermore, to believe is to believe on, to take the ground and stand on, the Lord Jesus to be saved. We believe not only into Christ but also on Christ. This is to take the ground and the standing on the person of Christ and all that he has accomplished, both of which constitute the belief, the faith, of God's New Testament economy. We believe on Christ as the ground and standing so that we may be saved. This is the end of today's morning revival.